Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Incorrect business dealings is a curse of tremendous anguish. Sayyiduna Rifa'a radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that traders will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah as transgressors and evil people, except those who were truthful and trustworthy. Note, in the quest for wealth, some businessmen generally neglect the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This would be a cause of substantial deprivation for them in the hereafter. Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that after his migration to Medina Munawwara, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established brotherly ties between him and Sayyiduna Sa'ad ibn Rabi' radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was an affluent sahabi, and he offered Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu half his wealth. Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman ibn Auf declined, saying, "Direct me to the marketplace." He was shown the marketplace of the Banu Qaynuqa. Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu began selling cheese and ghee, that is clarified butter. Note, based on the above hadith, Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahumullah has stated that it is more virtuous to earn a livelihood instead of living off people's wealth. An incident about Sayyiduna Miqdad ibn Ma'di Qarib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Habib ibn Ubaidah rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Sayyiduna Miqdad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's slave girl used to sell milk and give the profits to him. Some people expressed the dissatisfaction about him earning money by making her sell the milk. Sayyiduna Miqdad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu felt that his action was not objectionable and supported it by saying that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that a time will come when besides dirham and dinar, that is gold and silver coins, nothing will benefit people. Note, this hadith also echoes the importance of striving to earn and adopting means of remaining independent. A further clarification on the hadith is Sayyiduna Miqdad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that toward the end of time, it will be necessary for people to have dirhams and dinar, gold and silver coins, with which they will fulfill their material and spiritual needs. Note, it will probably be necessary to have dinars and dirhams for one of the following reasons. Number one, the Baytul Mal, that is the Islamic State's public treasury system, will no longer be operational. Number two, people will not be desirous to spend their wealth on the needy and others. Number three, people will be concerned about their prosperity only. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.